This time on Kawaii-Fi Radio, we ask JoJo fans to cool their jets.
Is it the best show of all time?
No.
That's Friends.
God! No! And the new anime season comes with a disclaimer.
So please don't associate me with the painter, because that's not at all what this is.
No, definitely not.
Associate me with laughing at that.
The fact that we had to put in a disclaimer: we do not support the painter. The painter is evil. Do not like.
I'm just a terrible painter.
Associate me with money.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kawaii-Fi Radio.
Konnichiwa and welcome. You tune into Kawaii-Fi Radio, the podcast. We dive into the world of anime, manga, and all things Japanese otaku culture. I'm Kyle. With me is Aaron and Kenny. And it's a new anime season! Woo!
We are not high energy.
No. Look, as we do each season, there's lots to look at and find out. And all of us have chosen two shows that we think are worth looking at this season. We all kind of have a different interest in different anime categories, so that tends to mean we get a pretty broad spread across the whole team. Unfortunately, this season, there's kind of not a lot of really massive ones, at least for us, that kind of stick out outside of a few handful ones that we knew were going to be good.
We've had to go and choose, like, season twos of stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Whereas normally we wouldn't really.
And there is a lot of sequels this season as well, so it's worth keeping in mind that what we're picking is just based on the shows that we've picked up and continued with when it comes to those sequels. But look, we've got kind of everything from shonen to josei and action and romance, so there's plenty to look forward to. Stick around. But if we haven't picked a show that you're excited for, drop it in the comments and let us know why we should be watching it.
Because yes, tell us why, because otherwise we'll look at it and go,
it's all right. But
tell me why I should be excited for Solo Leveling.
Tell me why.
Well, Solo Leveling's not ever.
Tell me why.
I love you, June, okay?
Love you too, my friend. Come on.
Yeah.
A few is a good.
Spring anime season. Pyeon Sugoi.
You said the thing.
I said the thing. Thank you for the pun, Aaron. Look, this season, there's quite a lot of shows returning that we've known about and are fans of, but there's also some that we aren't particularly following along with, like Aruma-kun's back for season 4. It's a great show, but we're not necessarily up to date and following along with it.
I feel like I do want to go back and rewatch it. It was dumb fun.
I'm pretty sure I am up to date on it, but it's just one of those shows that it's like, oh yeah, it's nice that it's there.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Feels more like an interlude between other stuff.
It's that friend that you don't really hang out with, but when you see them out in public, you're like, oh, hey!
I mean, yeah, that's kind of like Konosuba and Eurocamp. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, as soon as it's back, you're like, excellent, I'm ready for this, let's go. So starting off, we'll lead with one of those sequels, and that is That Time I Got Reincarnated as a Slime Season 4.
Tell us about that, Tom.
Aaron, this is your pick for the season. All of us continue watching it. The key question I have is, do we suspect there will start with more meetings?
Probably yes.
Oh, I mean, that is kind of part of the whole thing of the slime thing.
It is, yes.
It's about the bureaucracy of city management almost.
Yeah, it's, well, like a lot of isekais do boil down to politics.
They do at the end of the day, yes.
And so this one's very heavy on the politics as you get further on. Like at the beginning, it's kind of haha, silly monsters in a city, haha. But then the further on you get, you're like, oh, this is a big world with a overarching hierarchy and like all these things behind the scenes that nobody talks about, and then they get into that. Fans have already commented in the new season about how
there's controversy.
Yes,
there's controversy already.
Yes, they're upset because of all the deforestation, because the Tempest Jura Tempest Federation has expanded so far that it's starting to deforestize some of
the
local
forest.
Area.
Yeah,
and you look at the picture and there's so many trees. Still, so many trees surrounding it. It's like, so why are we getting mad about fictional deforestation when it doesn't make any impact?
Mm-hmm. But you're not doing that for real forestation, yeah.
Actually, no, I remember having this exact argument with someone about, there's a game called Bellwright where you sort of build your own sort of like medieval settlement and stuff and cut down all the trees to sort of like make a clearing for where your castle is going to go. And they're like, oh, I don't like it. It's deforestation. It's industrialization. It's like, do you have any idea how many trees there are in England around this time. It is 95% tree.
Mm. Well, not to mention, like, a lot of those games are based around resource collecting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like StarCraft, WarCraft, all of that. You have to clear the area to get the resources.
And, okay, and here's another thing as well. It's set in the magic land of magic, where they have magic that can do magic things. There is magic for growing trees. They are friends with the tree spirits. They can regrow stuff. They can reforest. Yes. It's like, it's not based on real life, so don't get bent out.
I mean,
of shape,
like the summary is brilliant. It's like Demon Lord Rimuru's dream of creating alliance between humans and monsters take a step closer to being realized. Yes, that's right. Monsters. Yeah. Deforestation is the key tenet of this series. Not the fact that it's a fantasy world
with demons.
Yeah, and monsters.
Oh no! It's someone's gonna say, "Oh, the monsters represent this real world analog." And it's just like, no. Just enjoy the fantasy for once. And
enjoy Slime Boy.
I mean, this season includes El Dorado. So if there's, you know, like
Miguel and Tulio. Mighty and powerful gods.
It says the awakening of a new hero draws near and is like, Miguel, Tulio. Yes.
The crossover we didn't know we needed.
Exactly. But, so this is still 8-Bit Studios. They've done pretty much the other parts of the series. They also did Blue Lock, Encouragement to Climb, Infinite Stratos, and a few others. Their style is hit or miss depending on the content they're adapting. This 8-bit's animation style has been perfect for Reincarnated as a Slime. So
I didn't think it was 8-bit.
Yeah, it is.
The style?
No, it's not 8-bit. The studio, you goof.
But no, legitimately, Slime is a long-running series. It's really good. My entire family loves it. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody I've spoken to about loves it.
Yeah.
It's one of those shows that there's something for everyone, and it's just consistently good.
Yeah, and it's got a good sense of comedy that doesn't focus on perversion as the focus of comedy. It
has some moments.
There are moments, but pretty much that's a hallmark of pretty much any shonen anime these days.
Mm.
But that's not the only sense of comedy in it. Mm. There is, you know, situational comedy. There is goofy comedy. There is character-driven comedy. It's not just one. Yeah, you know, one flavor of it, if you will.
And it even has like the time to be either comfy or tender as well. It's like, mm-hmm. It's got a bit of everything, like you say.
Yeah.
And the dragon does the Kamehameha.
Yes.
And
Veldora is a very unusual character.
I love him.
I love him. So, ongoing, fourth season. This is going to have 24, 25 episodes. We're not sure on the exact number, but it is two cores back to back.
For people who are sort of late into the show and haven't actually watched this anime before, Reincarnated as a Slime is about is guy dies and is reincarnated as a slime. You're caught up.
And then he wants to build a kingdom. Yep.
Yeah.
So something of note is we've seen this around a lot that everyone's going, oh, there's going to be 60 episodes for season 4. There is. They're not all back-to-back.
Mm-hmm.
So the broadcast schedule, so there are 5 cores total for this season, which we suspect might take it to the end. But for now, we're getting that first 24, 25 episodes as one run, and then there's a break, and then more will continue later once it's announced. But they have not announced the future schedule for that yet. So don't expect to get 60 back-to-back like it's an old-school shonen show. That's not happening.
We're not doing One Piece on this.
No, we're not. So because it's been running for a while and it's popular, it's on Crunchyroll, it's on Amazon Prime Video in Japan, Bilibili in China, along with IQIYI, Muse Asia in Singapore, and some of the rest of the Muse Network, but it hasn't been confirmed yet on the release dates for them, and then Netflix in some areas as well. More dates will be announced as the official run comes up. It's normally by episode 3 we kind of see the full list of streaming partners announced. At the moment, West only had one episode just drop a couple of days ago. So still more to come from there. But either way, PG-13 plus comes from a light novel. Fridays at 11 p.m. in Japan is when it will air. So that means Saturday is generally the time you will expect it to appear on most streaming platforms. All right, moving on, because we know that's going to be good anyway. Ascendance of a Bookworm has returned. This is season 4, called The Adopted Daughter of an Archduke. It's where a lot of changes happen. Ken, this is your pick. It's fantasy.
Very happy it's returning. A little bit, I don't know about the direction it's taking the story. But
which studio is now the lead studio on it?
I know, right? Ooh. That part I'm excited about. I don't know. I'm never like really into the politics of like studios passing around their projects and stuff like that. But I'm glad that the story potential of this show was recognized, because it is gorgeous.
Yeah, I mean, it is a great series, and you know, previously it was done by Arjadoe, who we've mentioned before in the past. They're a good studio, and they've looked after it up until this point. But I'm guessing there must be a studio partnership between the two of them that has worked out to help it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so what kind of give us the rundown of what this show is about? Because
why would you choose to eat chocolate while talking about your own show?
Yeah, it's Easter. He can't control himself.
Dude, I am very tired. I need whatever I can to stay upright. So yes, a bookaholic in the real world dies in a bookalanche, as you do, and she is reincarnated into another world.
Don't you mean bookanated?
That sounds wrong.
It does, doesn't it?
Take that back.
Rebookanated?
You need to censor that.
Where's the beep button?
Oh, if he actually censors that, people are going to think he said something actually bad.
Yeah,
I know, not, right?
That's why he wants me to do it, but I'm not going to. Anyway, continue, Ken.
She is reincarnated into a fantasy realm. Not too magic heavy, but enough. Into the body of a sickly 6-year-old girl with magic sickness, and to her deep, deep sorrow, a world where the peasantry aren't educated and there aren't books just widely available to everyone. So she just sort of decides, all right, I'm going to make books, I'm going to make everyone literate. So books are going to be a thing now.
Yes. Now,
progress is slow. This one's a slow burn.
It is a slow burn.
She doesn't grow an entire goddamn kingdom in the first few episodes.
This is true, because we're at season 4 and we're getting to the point where a lot of the characters have grown up and gotten older. This is going to be 2 quarters back to back, so 24, 25 episodes.
Yes.
The kind of big change here is that, so it's the land of Erenfest, ruled by mana-wielding nobles, a young girl, not Aaron, Eren, A-E-H-R-E-N.
Erenfest.
Germanic, because of course, you know. I mean, yes, but, you know. A young girl named Mine devotes herself to creating books in a world where they barely exist, but the immense mana hidden within her draws dangerous conspiracies. To protect her family and friends in the lower city, she takes on a new life as Rosamine, the adopted daughter of an archduke, leaving behind her family and even her name.
Yes, that was kind of the ending of the last season, so it's almost spoilerific to explain that whole situation.
Yeah.
But she's basically been adopted into a noble house.
To protect her family because of, obviously, the manor. There's also, like,
Also because she tried to basically remove an entire industry from the nobility. The nobility are the ones who generally take books and rescribe them to copy them.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas she kind of accidentally, on purpose, invented the printing press.
Yeah. Which then makes them go, oh, what can we do?
So in order to actually make any kind of revolution happen in that respect, she needs a higher status.
Yes. Interesting, the phrase they use here is like, let the ultimate bibliophile crusade begin.
Bibliophile crusade?
Yeah.
And considering how churchy that civilization is, putting a crusade next to that is a bad thing.
Exactly.
I feel like bibliophile crusade is like Kenny's tagline.
The bookmaster.
The title he wishes he had. Bibliophilic crusader.
I can't argue with that.
So this came from a light novel originally. It has been adopted into manga, but now obviously the series has actually gone ahead of the manga quite substantially.
It's chill. It's
awesome. Good. Saturdays, 5:30 in the afternoon. It is rated PG-13, so kind of sits well in that slot. Interestingly, that it's not in a late night slot, like most anime, regardless of, you know, rating, tend to be pretty late night unless they've got a really good deal. So they must have done real well on this. You can watch it on Crunchyroll. Ooh, this is probably going to be out on the Sunday as far as streaming goes. It is also meant to be getting a dub as well, so we'll see if that ends up being a simul dub or another one. But we've only got one episode of it out so far. We'll keep you up to date as we go on with that. Alrighty, my turn. I am talking about Mao, the Demon Lord.
Mao.
So this is also 2 cores back to back, 24-25 episodes. This is the latest work by Rumiko Takahashi, the creator of Ranma and a Half, Urusei Yatsura, Inuyasha. You know, legendary manga creator. So this is her latest story. It's focused on Mao, a young mystic who lives in the Taisho period of the early 1900s Japan. And he is a mysterious Onmyoji who, after suffering a life-altering curse, has continued to live for 900 long years. So his world becomes even stranger when he then meets Nanoka Kiba, a junior high schooler who seems to have traveled from the future back to that time in the Taisho era. Hmm. So he's been around since about 1000, and she's obviously from our times. So in spite of her tender years, Nanoka has lived a strange life herself, marked by her traumatic experience as a young child, losing both her parents to a grizzly incident. But when...
A grizzly bear?
Accident, sorry, not incident, but yeah, it sounds like probably a car accident or something like that.
Grizzly sounds like a bear.
Do you want to know why a grizzly bear is called a grizzly bear?
Why?
It's because they can't spell proper grizzly, G-R-I-S-L-Y. And they were like, oh, it's a violent bear. It's a grizzly bear. And they used Zeds instead.
Yes.
Because Americans can't write.
This is true. Sorry, guys.
But when Nanaka decides to... No offense to American friends. It's a joke.
This is why we need a sentence of a bookworm.
But when Nanoka decides to return to that fateful shopping arcade, she's transported to another time and place, a world where supernatural Ayakashi thrive in an era long before her own. So these terms that they're using are to do with spiritual people.
And that's where she meets Inuyasha.
No, he's not in this time.
Shomu?
So that's where she meets Mao, whose abrupt and bizarre questions prompts Nanoka to see herself and her curious life in a completely new light. Now the two travelers from different worlds and times unite as they take on the dark powers that grip both of their lives.
Using a giant sword.
So, historical, mystery, supernatural, time travel, shonen fantasy, animated by Sunrise, i.e. Gundam, Code Geass, Cowboy Bebop, Gintama, and Inuyasha.
Time traveling robots. Cat robots.
Time traveling robots.
Now, this is kind of in a similar boat to the others. First episode came out on Saturday, 11:45 p.m. at night. Saturdays is when it airs. 24-25 episodes, PG-13. However, Broadcast Partners is good on this. So Disney Plus is the primary broadcast partner. Because of that, it means some of the smaller ones that we like, such as ADN in France, Anime Box in Spain, Anyone Asia in Hong Kong, and Amazon Prime Video Germany and Japan have got it, alongside the typical ones, Bilibili in China and Hulu in the US. Mm-hmm. So this is going to be good because it's going to have a lot of different places that people can watch it. Hopefully that'll mean that this gets pretty broad recognition and interest.
Sweet.
We'll see how it goes. I've heard from... Like, I haven't read the manga yet. I've been putting it off because I knew the anime adaptation was coming. I've heard it's quite good. It's quite fun. Definitely kind of embodies that older style that Ranma has that we've seen in the recent recreations of it. So like the reboot, if you will, of the story where they're actually properly following it. And there's enough chapters for them to actually do 25 episodes.
Oh, wicked.
So we won't get original Fullmetal Alchemist or original Ranma half where they kind of have to just chop it in the middle and go, yeah, we'll make up our own end. So should be good. As I said, Saturdays...
We do that as a segment sometime. We got to watch a bunch of the animes where the endings just sort of went off the rails and did their own thing. Like, and then compare them to the original.
But yeah, anyway, that's Saturdays at 11:45 p.m. Can you stop opening chocolates?
No. Hunter Hunter did that twice.
Twice.
Right.
Oh, Christ.
We need to move on to Tifa's pick, and this is also one that Aaron's keen on. It's Daemons of the Shadow Realm. Aaron, with Tifa overseas at the moment, you can fill us in on this. So.
The only thing I know about this is it's made by the same person as Full Metal Alchemist.
Okay.
And that's all I need to know to get me excited.
Okay.
Yeah. Fair enough. I've been seeing clips of it floating around and, oh, it looks good.
So one thing we do know about this is getting same day English dub on Crunchyroll because they're treating it as a high priority series, which it is.
Yep.
Bilibili in China, IQIYI in China, and Netflix in some areas. And it's Bones Film, which is still Studio Bones, mm-hmm. who did My Hero Academia, Gachikuda, Vigilantes, and many other series over the years. Bones Film is just their premium division now.
Hearing did My Hero Academia instead of do My Hero Academia?
Well, actually, yeah, because there's one more episode coming out this season as an OVA, which is the finale.
Yeah, but I don't count that.
Yeah, right. But action adventure, some fantasy shonen.
Goodbye, My Hero Academia. You served as well.
It is going to be rated R17 plus, so that'll be MA15 in Australia.
Spicy.
24 episodes for this as well. Saturday's 11:30 p.m. In a world where certain humans command mighty supernatural duos called daemons, it is the birthright of the children who sunder day and night, the twins Yuru and Asa, to rule over these powerful entities.
Wait, is this just fate?
No.
No.
Separated from a young age and unaware of the truth of their birth, brother and sister must fight to make their way back to each other, claim their birthright, and save the world. So it's very much more... like Japanese fantasy mythology stuff rather than, you know, people being reincarnated or any of that sort of stuff. But yeah, it looks really good. It is going to be violent. But so that they, would be why like, the high rating.
They summon forth sort of like Japanese spirit entities to sort of fight for them.
I think it's more that they fight against them because they've gone rogue.
Fair enough.
But they're born as a pair of kids. Well, what am I talking about?
They're born as kids. That's the new isekai.
They're born as twins, one with white hair, one with black hair, thus being the day and night cycle. Mm-hmm. The yin and the yang sort of idea.
Reincarnated as a child.
Yeah. No, there's no reincarnation in this. But yeah, look, this is going to be really good. If it's anything like the storytelling in Fullmetal Alchemist, or like the actual proper story, not so Brotherhood story, for instance, this will be really well done.
Was Moonbreak...
Yeah, but Moon, but that wasn't a manga first from memory. Moonrise. Yeah, so Moonrise was a web story. No, sorry, it's an original. It was original. So they were brought on board to help with the character designs and the artwork, but they were not the primary writer.
That was a Wes Anderson movie.
Yeah, it was That's interesting. Moonrise Kingdom. The characters were interesting in that, but it wasn't really anything gripping.
Yeah. This sounds like it's had more time to cook.
Okay.
So, yeah. I think this will be really well received. It is listed with quite highly on all of like the popularity polls of people looking forward to it. Same thing with this. It's just had the episode air on Saturday for the first week. So hopefully we'll get a chance to watch it in the next couple of days and see how we go. Because yeah, there's a lot to watch this season. It's all looking really good.
Didn't we say the opposite at the beginning of the show?
Look, there's a lot for us to catch up on because we haven't had a chance to do so because we're still watching everything from last season is more what I should clarify. And we've got 10 shows here that we've picked, so that's still a decent amount
for a chunk,
season.
Yeah. Watching 10 shows a week?
Yeah. Like, it's hard to do.
Yeah.
We were watching 15 last season. So three of them got left behind and we're now playing catch up on them, me and Emma. On the note of Emma, we've got her pick for this season, which is Peak Shoujo. It's called Pardon the Intrusion, I'm Home. This is a story about having... It's a reverse harem. It's you know, the one girl and the two guys are the two different flavors, if you will. Except it's in an apartment complex. It's in an all-adult cast, which is great. Office worker Rinko, 24, lives alone and is secretly an otaku. One day, her apartment gets connected to the two neighboring rooms through a hole in the wall that was created by one of the neighbors by accident. In the room on the left is a fresh-faced yet mysterious guy who is overly sweet to Rinko. The room on the right is occupied by a guy with violent tendencies who is similarly mysterious, but wait... I think I know him. I'm pretty sure he's involved in as a voice actor as an anime. Rinko's only source of solitude, her apartment has been turned upside down and now every day is full of heart-pounding surprises. So is this what it means to have roommates?
That's when you get a tub of spackle and you just...
Yeah. So the promo trailer for it's really funny and goofy because she's put her like wall scrolls over the holes and they open up and go, you know, tadaima, you know, I'm home. Walk in. That's all this footage of them having dinner together, them forcing one of the others to try a meal that, you know, they've never had and vice versa. It looks really funny and goofy. High comedy value, definitely focused on the comedy element rather than the romance element. So yeah, it looks like it will go well. It's being animated by Tatsunoko Productions, who did Gatchaman Crowd, Psychopath Season 2, Macross, Samurai Pizza Cats back in the day. They're an old school animation studio. They even were one of the assistant studios on Evangelion. So, right. And I mean for like the OG broadcast run, not the remakes. So they've been around a while.
As someone who lives in an apartment, I can't think of anything more worse. Nightmarish.
Yeah,
I know. If I had to like see my neighbors, my neighbors are lovely people. But I don't want to be like, hey, I'm just going to do something. Don't mind me.
Yeah.
It's my home.
Yeah. No, I agree. So we don't know how many episodes yet, but as no information on how long it's running for has been announced, it's probably 12 or 13 episodes, depending on the season run. Wednesdays at 1:30 in the morning. So Wednesday mornings, it will air. So that means Wednesday evening for our time, or Wednesday mornings for if you're in the US or Europe, should be when it arrives on the platform for you. Crunchyroll worldwide for that one. Has no rating. And it's from a manga. So, first episode still hasn't landed yet. We've still got another... It'll come out the day this this podcast happens out. So, there you go. That's Emma's pick for the season. I think it's going to be real goofy and silly. It could be a good laugh. So, yeah. All right. We get into the spicy end.
Spicy stuff.
Which I have to tell you?
No. Petals of Reincarnation.
Petals of Reincarnation.
We
Petals
have a of reincarnation. Lot of concerns about this.
We do have a lot of concerns about
we
this.
We have a lot of concerns
However,
about this.
However. We have a parrot.
Some echolalia going on here.
Reason this caught my attention...
Is it because it has a certain German artist in it?
No, and I was trying to avoid that altogether. It's because...
We can't avoid it.
I know, but it's almost like fate adjacent.
Yeah, fate it definitely adjacent. Has like a vibe that sits with fate.
Yeah, but it's also like... Do you remember that American cartoon where they resurrected a bunch of people and put them all in high school? Like they had Gandhi
Clone
and Abe Lincoln.
High.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I like your funny words, Magic Man.
Yeah, see, it also gives that vibe. So like these kids are descendants of like historical figures and they have the ability to tap into that historical figure's abilities.
Yep.
So I'm keen to see like what characters pop up because like we obviously know one of the big ones.
Have you seen the second trailer?
No.
You should watch the second trailer because it pretty much gives you everyone.
Yes, it's okay, cool. We have a gender flipped Albert Einstein.
Oh,
we
so have, very much fate.
Yeah. We have Isaac Newton who has an apple for a head.
We've got Florence Nightingale.
And we've got Adolf Hitler.
No, they've actually, the latest trailer has it as prop A. Hitler. Yeah,
oh, God,
they haven't even
we have
tried.
A Hitler.
We have a Hitler. So it looks like this story has heroes and villains of the past reincarnating.
Mm.
They're not on the same team. They are fighting against one another. So that's kind of a bit weird.
The school's divided in heroes and villains.
Pretty much.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So,
Hogwarts.
Why would you educate the villains?
I don't know. Look, I don't know if the school is divided, but yeah.
This whole anime
so
is
there
just
are returners. So, growing up constantly compared to his genius older brother, Toya Senji has a deep inferiority complex over his perceived lack of talent. For Toya, his academic achievement is his final stronghold. But despite constantly ranking in the top 100 in national mock exams, he remains dissatisfied. One day, Toya witnesses his classmate, Haito Lu Buffet, engage in battle with a serial killer. Afterwards, he finds out about the supernatural stem of reincarnation and that Haito is what is called a returner. In disbelief, Toya learns that with the power of the stem of reincarnation, you can return from self-inflicted death and thereby gain the stem, the talents of a past life.
Wait a second.
Yes.
Oh, so your own self-inflicted death, not
yes.
your ancestors.
Yes.
Okay, so it's like Persona 3 where you get the gun and you just...
Yeah. Yeah.
God, everything about this anime is just getting worse and worse.
Yeah.
It's a wild ride, let me tell you.
Yeah. This is going to be on high dive because Crunchyroll doesn't want to touch it with a 10-foot pole.
yeah.
Bilibili doesn't care and they've got it. Anyone Asia and Amazon Prime Video in Germany has it. Yeah. So, the studio who is doing this is called Benten. And it is just Ben 10, but as one word.
It
they were formerly Fukushima Gainax or Gaina. They did Forest of Piano, Foolish Angel Dances with the Devil, Yakuza's Guide to Babysitting. They renamed to Benton when they were bought out by an AI animation company. So we're expecting this to be dodgy as hell.
It gets worse.
Yeah.
It gets worse. I don't want to watch this for just how bad it could be.
See, that's there's points for it.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
The thing is, if you go and have a look on my anime list, there are people complaining about the fact that the certain German artist does not include a swastika and doesn't have blonde hair and blue eyes.
Well, in the manga, he had a Sharingan that was the swastika. Yeah.
He does, but it is 2026, folks.
We cannot show that.
Yeah, and
it's not even a matter of we cannot.
Dumb.
It's just we ought not.
It's also dumb that people are claiming that censorship, and I'm sitting there going, it's not censorship. It's a decision by the production committee to ensure this anime succeeds and isn't banned.
And stay on the fate train, is it that they have gender flipped the German artist?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, they have.
Yes, they have.
This is good.
This just feels like people getting hyped about this like they did about Shield Hero. It's controversial. I'm going to watch it. As opposed to it being because it's a good story. And it's already out with 2,000 reviews and it's on a 6.5 after one episode.
Oh, whoa.
And that's
out of 6.5 on my anime list.
Yeah. And that's before everyone's watched it because it's been out for 3 days. So even the people who like it don't think it was good.
At 6.5, I need a drink. Yeah. Oh, God.
So look, this could go either way, but one of us had to watch it because it keeps showing up everywhere. So Aaron will let us know next episode if we should avoid.
Oh, next episode?
That's you'll have 3 episodes by then.
Okay, I'll let you know.
Aaron's like, I'm sick. I can't do the next episode.
It sounds so bloody dumb. I need to know.
Yes, but who on the team does dumb shows?
So this airs on Friday mornings at just 12:30 Friday morning, Thursday night. You know why, obviously. So yeah, look, it is what it is. It's rated PG-13 somehow. Action Mystery Supernatural Shonen. If you want to watch it and check it out, by all means.
Let me also just add, I was kind of already planning on watching it before I found out who was in it.
Because it's the fate adjacent.
Because it's fate adjacent.
Because it's fate adjacent. So please don't associate me with the painter, because that's not at all what this is.
No, definitely not.
Associate me with laughing at that.
The fact that we had to put in a disclaimer, we do not support the painter. The painter is evil. Do not like.
And just a terrible painter as
associate
well.
Me with money.
Yeah, yeah, money, yeah, money. Yeah. He doesn't have any, but you can associate him with it.
Please. I'm just part of the Mel Brooks school of comedy. The best vengeance you can have against these people is to turn them into a joke, and oh my goodness, they have succeeded.
So look, we're not saying it is going to be good. In fact, we think it's going to be pretty bad. However, it is probably going to be highly talked about for the first few episodes of the season. This might do what Shikanoka Noko did, my dear friend Nokotan, because...
Just meme itself into
memed
existence.
Itself into everyone's consciousness, and then after a couple of episodes, everyone went, well, this is rubbish.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's funny. It's strange that it's happening at this time in the timeline, but we are living in the weirdest timeline, apparently.
I don't know. It's the 20s. This might as well happen.
Yeah. yeah. So anyway, I mean, the 20s was when he rose. To fame, if you will. Moving right along to the complete opposite
planet.
End of this, I'm talking about, I've picked the Ramparts of Ice. So this...
That was an ice agent.
I hate this planet.
Let me clarify. This is a romance. It is a high school romance and a comedy. It's PG-13 as well. We will see if this is any good. Kenny's dying. This focuses on 4 students in high school together. Kyoki Hikawa is a socially withdrawn student who keeps an emotional wall between herself and others. The only person she spends time with is her childhood friend, Azumi. One day, Kyoki's quiet life is disrupted when the boy named Minato inexplicably... Zumi. inexplicably starts trying to break through her barrier, her wall of ice. So that's why the term of it comes out.
That ice.
The aloof
so not deporting.
No deporting. Not drinking all of the Starbucks and making the lines harder at the airport. The aloof
Never
Koyuki,
thought I'd say the word, but this is all getting a bit problematic.
This isn't it, right? The aloof Koyuki, the popular Miki, the overly familiar Minato, and the laid-back basketball player Yota then share an awkward, occasionally frustrating yet wholesome student life together. It's an ensemble drama shaped by the cross paths of youth.
Sounds cute.
For some reason, it's listed on Live Chart as a love polygon, and then you go everywhere else, and everyone's like, "What the hell do they mean? Each one only likes one other person, like, and it's not a crossover. It's mutual.
They get one more member.
It's a love hexagon now. we'll add two more people. So. Look, this is Studio Kai. They did Skeleton Knight and Other World, Seven Time Loop, Super Cub, which is the one where they were like, you know, what happened to the people who bought the bike? They died.
Oh, yeah. not even they died. It's just someone died.
Yeah. Uma Musume, they did season 2 and 3. So not Cinderella Grey, the recent one. And Futo P.I. as well. So they've got a history. Fun. Their animation style can be quite fun as well. Super Club was kind of their attempt at CG, and then they just didn't do it again after that. So I don't think we'll see CG in this, at least based on the trailer. I think this will be interesting. This kind of has a vibe of O Maidens in Your Savage Season, but less of the absurdist comedy style to it.
Okay.
So it could be good. We'll see. But this is going to air on Thursdays at 11:56 p.m. So Friday morning is when you'll get it. Yeah. It probably means that they either had a news segment before it, which was a news update for 5 to 10 minutes, or that they've had minis go, because there's actually a lot of short form anime this season, surprisingly, and a lot of it's airing late at night.
Crazy how that's back in vogue.
Mm-hmm. So it's just these anime blocks are kind of having to adapt and fit everything where they can. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see how this goes. Either way, should be good. You can watch this on Netflix globally, but it's broadcasting normally in Japan on network TV before then moving to Netflix.
I mean, it's a romance anime, so it could be very good or very bad.
Yeah, exactly.
But we'll see.
Yeah. Well, on that note, Witch Hat Atelier, Ken.
Yes!
Finally.
It's finally arrived.
I have been waiting for this for a bloody long time.
You've had the books for at least 3 years.
I've had the book since they started properly dropping.
Mm-hmm.
Like I walked into like my local and I judged a book by its cover.
I remember.
Do you know what the covers are there for? For judging. And I judge correctly because I'm me.
Okay. I remember when we were working in the same building, you came downstairs with this book and you went, "You have to read this."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you let me borrow it for the night. And I read it. I was like, "Oh yeah, I get it."
It's whimsical and super chill. And
your ego is like up here today.
I've had a good day.
Yeah, clearly. Clearly.
We like Prime Kenny.
We do.
And so yes, it's when I saw this, I'm like, "Oh, this would be a great anime. This is going to be a great anime. This is being an anime." Yes.
Yeah.
Call it. And then further ahead, it was delayed. We were supposed to get this like
September last year,
and then the studio put out a thing saying, "Okay, look, we could put it out, but we really, really want to make sure this is absolutely polished." And then they put the trailer out for it, and everyone's just like, "Oh, that's a lot of polish. That's a lot of good polish."
It's Studios Bug Films, the ones who did Zom 100.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, because Bug Films, even though Zom 100 is their only film, everyone at the studio is a tenured expert craftsman from the anime industry.
Zom 100 was fantastic.
A series
Very
or
smooth.
A movie?
Series.
Okay, because you said film for Zom 100. I was like,
It didn't have a film.
It had a live action film.
Right. I thought you meant anime film. No, that's not good. They've got nothing to do with that. So Bug Films is the name of the studio, which is probably where I've stumbled over and reset film. The Zom 100 series, really good, but they did have issues with, because it was their first project and they were then trying to organize the timeline for how it would release, and they were doing it the traditional style. They went, "Oh, we can't actually get the last 3 episodes out in time." So then they delayed it, organized it, and then released them, and they were fantastic. Because of that, I think when they went into doing this, they're like, "We're not going to do that again."
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to put ourselves in that situation where we then have to work on something outside of broadcast, not get the money for it, and then put ourselves in financial difficulty. And because of that, it looks like they've done a good job.
It's the fact that they also got the rights to this one. I can imagine everyone was having a little bit of a bidding war over this.
Oh, I feel like there would have been.
This has been like a nice little underground success for a good while now. Won plenty of awards, the manga has.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I'm just so bloody happy it's here at last. Mm. Oh.
So this is going to start with a double episode premiere tonight, which is the 6th of April. It's Monday. So yeah. So yeah, by the time this episode comes out, 2 episodes will be available for you to watch. It airs on Mondays at 11 p.m. in Japan. From the manga, it's Crunchyroll and Netflix are the broadcast partners, and it's a fantasy seinen series. Now,
the plot is
story-wise, yeah,
is quite interesting actually. It's if the whole sort of general magic school thing was written by someone with a heart, a soul, and a clue. Mm-hmm. A young girl lives in a world where magic exists, but is very, very strictly controlled, very, very secretive. And she learns the secret to how it works and accidentally uses it, which casts a terrible fate on her family, trapping them in stone. Ooh. And the teacher, the magician she spied on to learn his trick, basically says, you have to come with me to learn magic in order to break these people's curse. So you got to become my apprentice.
Mm-hmm.
And so she joins his little clan of other young students and castaways.
Mm. It looks like she thought, so everyone knows magicians are born, not made. And Coco was not born with a gift for magic. And she's about to give up on the dream to be a witch until she meets a mysterious traveling magician. After secretly seeing Quifri perform magic in a way she's never seen before, she mm-hmm. learns what everybody knows might not be the truth.
Indeed.
So, yeah.
The trick to casting magic is actually relatively simple. And in the book, they explain the history of the world, that magic used to be very, very widely known about and used, and it almost destroyed bloody everything.
Yeah,
because everyone having a rough breakup would cast a horrifying blood curse on each other.
This is true. Mm. Mm. Yeah.
You know what? I didn't consider that. Maybe I should look into some magic.
And there's like entire locations in the world which are still twisted from all of the magical wars and disasters. Mm. Like there is a place which is just floating bubbles of stone.
Mm.
Dalaran.
Yeah.
Kind of.
I believe it's a simuldub, but we'll have to see because Crunchyroll haven't... We're waiting for that first episode to drop. It's meant to be a simuldub, but we'll see.
Get hyped. This one's awesome.
This one will be a big one. This will kind of be like the Free Ren of this season.
Can we get a crossover between your two shows?
My two shows?
Free Ren and Witch Hat.
No. Ascendance of a Bookworm.
And
Witch Hat Italia.
That'd be sick.
Yeah, they do kind of have a similar vibe to them, don't they?
Kenny's realizing similar visual look. No. Have you read Witch Hat Italia?
No.
Do you know how the magic system works?
No. He's not going to say anything. Okay, cool.
A magician never reveals his secrets.
Okay, so, anyway, so I've you'll got find it out it. On the episode. So Mondays at 11 p.m. is when it drops. Because this is going to have that double episode at the start, it might actually be 13 episodes for the full length. It is only a single core, is our understanding at this point.
Yay.
Moving on, Beastars' final season, the part 2, which is meant to be the finale.
Wow.
Is
final season part 2?
Yep.
I've played these games before.
Well, they announced it, but then they kind of split it in half because of the workload. So the first season was 24 episodes. The second part of it is 24 episodes as well.
This is always the end of Attack on Titan.
Yeah, right. Wait, no, I'm wrong. Sorry. It is Beastars final season, 12 episodes previously, second, then they had a 3-month break. And then they had their second 24 episodes. Is that right?
You're the one with the screen and the information.
I'm wrong. So there we go. It had a year break. So 9 months after the... Well, actually, no. Because it's Netflix, they released the whole thing at once. So the whole thing's available now. Beastars final season. It's meant to be the end. I won't tell you what's written on the screen because that will ruin it.
Spoilers.
But it is now live. You can watch it. It is from Studio Orange. If you haven't seen Beastars before, it is an anthropomorphic series where you've got, wolf people and cat people, deer people, panda people, dog people, rabbit people, all living in a world together. Mm. And the herbivores and carnivores coexist with each other. For the adolescents, however, that's obviously a life that's filled with a lot of unease. And there's hope and romance, distrust, confusion.
Because, the first ever episode starts with a murder. And everyone's like, oh no, a carnivore killed a herbivore.
Yeah.
Very Zootopia with edge.
Yeah. The main character is Rigoshi the wolf. And he's a member of the drama club. Despite his menacing appearance, he's a very gentle person. Throughout most of his life, he has always been an object of fear and hatred by other animals, and he's been quite accustomed to that lifestyle, but he soon finds himself becoming more involved with his fellow classmates who have their own share of insecurities and finds his life in school changing slowly. We should note that this is not a show for all ages. It is R17 plus MA15 if
adult
you're in Australia.
Themes out the wazoo.
Yeah. It is great, but it is also heavy because of the materials it's handling with. This final season, the term B-stars is a term used basically for like the ultimate student of the school for that
sort
year.
Sort of valedictorian. Is that what it's...
Yeah, that's pretty much it. So they expect great things from them, and the B-star is meant to represent what all the other students strive for, if that makes sense. And there's this discussion about people becoming the B-star for the school and all that throughout the season, and you start off and it progresses and they go up a year level and major events occur which kind of reveal you more to the ugly nature of the world that they truly are living in. You know, this academy is kind of like showing them the best of what it can be, but then events outside that some of these students get drawn into show you that, well, there is a dark underworld still.
Mm-hmm. So, and people will judge you for your family lineage.
Yeah. So it's it's violent, it's mysterious, it's psychological, it's dramatic, but it's good. Mm-hmm. And like, we do know that a lot of the people in the furry community like it, but
Brendan.
To be clear, Brendan is not a furry, but we like to tease him that he is, because it gets a good reaction. However, even if that's not your particular interest, the story itself is really compelling. Like, you know, you can not be into that and just think that the story is really well done and using those elements of their, you know, their bestial lineage is really fascinating. So look, if you want something which is kind of like Zootopia but gritty, as Kenny put it, yeah, this is the one. And this should be it. This should be the series is finished now and you can watch the whole thing, and the whole lot is on Netflix worldwide. Comes from a manga, Studio Orange, who is one of our favorite studios that manages CG. They did the whole series. They also did Land of the Lustrous, the recent Trigun series, and Godzilla Singular Point. So
always a bit of a thin line to walk, the CGI thing in anime these days. You can either do it well or you can do it no.
Yeah, but Orange seemed to always nail it.
Yeah, Trigun was good. Beastars was good.
Land of the Lustrous, I keep saying I need to go back to.
Yeah. We do know that obviously Tojiko, one of our Patreon members, is a massive fan of Land of the Lustrous as well. And yeah, he enjoyed it. Mm. So there you go.
That's what I'm doing tonight.
Yeah. So yeah, 24 episodes for that. There was 12 already out. 12 just dropped. You can watch the whole thing now. It's good. Anyway, moving on. The final show from this season. It started early. Tifa has picked it. It is Rooster Fighter. It is an action comedy. It is by Sanzigen Studios, which did Arslan Senki, Black Rock Shooter, Terraformers, Heavy Object. They've been around for a while. They just kind of pop up every now and then. It airs on midnight on Sunday night, Monday morning. And we don't know how many episodes it's going to be. At this stage, possibly 12, because it's only listed as a... Well, it's not listed as two core, but it did start in the end of last season, so it might go to 14. Like, it could be an unusual season. So, what is this about? Keiji is more than just an ordinary rooster. He's humanity's greatest defender. Okay, I don't
this
know.
This is an actual rooster, people, and not like a man-sized rooster. This is...
It's this also is not a Beastars rooster.
No. When strange creatures suddenly appear and start attacking, he confronts them head on while scoffing, "You make my crown curl." I wanted to have Sean Connery's voice.
Bagar.
His opponents may be 10 stories tall, but nothing is bigger than his stout heart and his fearsome battle cry.
This
it is so dark. It's a 10 out of 10.
It's art style, it's animation, the way it like stages everything, its battles. It looks like it is just playing with every single action anime you've ever seen. Like every single one that takes itself bloody seriously, like Fist of the North Star.
With like
it's
JoJo's
that
art
with
style.
A goddamn chicken.
Yeah.
So yeah, look, this is pretty broadly being shared. Crunchyroll and Disney Plus both have it. Yeah. Hulu has it. Bilibili has it. Anyone Asia in Hong Kong has it. Amazon Prime Video in Japan and some other regions have it. PG-13, going to be goofy as hell. I think this is going to be one that we do continue talking about.
I think at the end of this season, we need to watch it with a bucket of KFC.
The Colonel approves.
Who's the best fighter now?
I mean, you say that, but you know you can feed chicken to chickens, right?
And they go berserk for it. It's really weird.
They get a taste.
Yeah,
for it.
But you don't want to do that. It's not good.
Oh.
Like, you don't feed something to itself. Like, you know how we got mad cow disease, right?
We made a cow go crazy?
We fed cow to cow.
Oh,
is that how it happened?
Okay. Yes.
I thought we fed chicken to cow.
But no.
Okay.
No, so that's how you get cow and chicken, that animated show.
Cannibalism is bad.
No, really?
not just humans from like a
Kyle, how could you?
I hate human flesh again. In Skyrim. So
this is why we can't have nice things.
We've never let him live it down.
Yeah, for those familiar with Skyrim, you can accidentally pick up human flesh when you're looting objects, and I accidentally ate it. Because you can use it as an ingredient in alchemy.
And then I just started judging him as cannibal and just never let him...
never let me live it down. Anyway, Rooster Fighter, it should already have 3 episodes out at this point. So actually probably 4 by the time this episode goes live. So, check it out. It's going to be goofy and good fun.
It's dumb.
Check it out?
It's Kawaii-Fi Radio.
Tonight on Anime Communique.
Great story. Compelling and rich.
Nothing brings ratings up like a little controversy.
So these two have gone down a complete tangent. If you want to know what that was, Patreon is where I'll put it. First things up, we've got to talk about JoJo's Bizarre Adventure because the JoJo's fans have lost their collective minds because the first stage debuted on March 19th and had 1 extra long episode, and the second episode hasn't even been made yet. According to the studio, they also went into a voting war to try and make it go number 1 on my anime list because it must overtake Furuem because it's JoJo, even though only 1 episode is out.
The absolute tribalism of that website.
Actually, where is it now? Let's find out where. I don't know what malcontentacy thing.
Sorry, for some background information, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Steel Ball Run comes after Part 6. Which was Stone Ocean, yes.
Yep.
Where at the end of it, Father Pucci did an entire universe reset.
That's right. They rebooted the universe because
he wanted his gay boyfriend to come back to life.
Yep.
So
this is a very unusual show.
They have been.
You could say it's bizarre.
JoJo fans have been downvoting Fururen Part 2, so that's now in 17th position. Season 1 of Fururen is still at number 1. So it's because there weren't. That's had like a year and a half for people to watch it and go, yeah, I do like it. It is good. Mm-hmm. And vote well for it. Whereas Steel Ball Run has got 1 episode out, guys. Come on. Like, this is ridiculous.
Like, it's probably a good episode.
Yeah, I'm sure it's great.
It's JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Well, but you did have to reset the entire timeline.
The premise for this series is it's a race across America created by the president, Funny Valentine.
But here's why they can't get it above Fururen.
Wait, no.
Because she was in, almost a million people have reviewed Fururen.
She was in Yu-Gi-Oh!
No, that's My Valentine.
Oh.
Not yours. and so the president, Funny Valentine, also has the American flag tattooed on his back. He can teleport through different dimensions.
Uh-huh.
And
so long as
it's
in
a
America.
Race to go get the body parts of Jesus Christ. And the body parts of Jesus Christ give you stand abilities.
Okay. So
what the hell?
And the main character shoots his fingernails by using the power of spirals.
I'm going to be honest, this sounds dumb.
It's so
They rebooted the universe for this.
It's actually not that bad when you watch it. It's pretty, like, the way they do it is way better than I described it.
Okay. So
perplexed.
I can let you know that Steel Ball Run's second stage, which we don't know how many episodes or what that means, will debut this year. Not this season, this year.
Dumbfounded?
Oh, also, the main character cannot use his legs. He's paralyzed from the waist down.
Johnny Joestar?
Yes.
Combat wheelchair?
No, horse.
Oh, okay.
He also is crawls he around.
One, is that the blonde one with the horseshoe on his...
Yes, with the bandana.
Is that why he with a can't horse walk? On it. Because he got kicked in the head by a horse?
No.
Oh.
But his best friend, Jiro Zappelli, can carry him around sometimes. And so there's a lot of very homoerotic poses of them together.
Okay.
Because they engage in combat together.
That's a staple that's of JoJo. That's a
staple of JoJo.
Yeah. So yeah, like the JoJo fandom needs to calm down because you're not getting another episode for a while.
Yeah, but
it is the JoJo fandom, so they won't calm down. Yeah.
Yeah, but also
I don't think they're capable.
In their defense, it is a good show. Like maybe not enough to go crazy over, but
is it the best show of all time?
No.
That's Friends.
God, no!
No one told him life was going to be this way.
Oh, God. That's going in the promo.
For reference, I am joking and do not mean that.
So, we don't know when the next episode or episodes is coming. It should be sometime this year. That's all the information we've got at this stage.
I took some serious psychic damage
because I still don't understand why McDonald's this year decided they do a Friends Happy Meal 30 years after the flipping show ends.
Because, people are like it.
Okay. Don't get me wrong. It is the most financially successful serialized show of all time, as far as live action goes, because it's constantly syndicated.
It's a time capsule of the 90s.
Do you remember 5 years ago when every girl on Tinder had The Office as her personality?
No, because I never used Tinder. Okay. But yeah.
Nowadays, it is the Friends. Friends is the new The Office.
Oh, come on!
I'm dead serious. Every girl's personality is, oh, I love Friends.
And spicy margaritas.
And spicy margaritas. Mm-hmm. You've seen the Tom Cardi song.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway.
That's why they brought it back.
The decline of Western civilization notwithstanding. Continue.
Yes. Let's move on. Some people watched Golden Kamuy's final season last season and were very upset to find out that the next arc starts on January 5 next year.
Final season of Attack on Titans ends.
I'm joking. So, well, actually, no, I'm not. It's winter. So, Golden Kamuy anime's final arc continues in winter with the Runaway Train climax. Now, Runaway Train arc is the last arc.
Okay.
I don't know why they didn't just do it back to back, because it feeds like the Runaway Train arc feels like it should be part of the final arc anyway. Like they shouldn't be separate, if that makes sense. Having read it recently, literally finished the manga about a month ago, that they, it's not like the other ones where the arc ends and starts. This just feels like it continues into it. So stopping it there, they've left it on a cliffhanger, for a year.
Nice.
So that's,
yeah, but this is only a problem for 1 year. After that, you can go through and watch the entire thing straight.
This is true. But yeah, first the Runaway Train arc, amazing. It is literally, there is a train running into from Hokkaido to another city where the final events were occurring. And to try and escape a whole battalion of an army, they jump on this train, which has a battalion on it, and they have to fight through it. It's so dumb. It's 10 out of 10. A lot of people die, but it's good.
Well, it's the end, so...
Yeah.
Gotta make it good.
So, I'm trying to find out... Yeah, it says this winter. So that winter's just ended. We're in the spring season, so it's got to be December next year.
The next winter, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Either way, that'll be the finale, and it is a good finale. Like, Golden Kamuy is one of those mangas that I've read, and I've finished it, and I've went... That's great. Mm-hmm. That's exactly how it should have ended. I don't need any more. I'm happy.
Wow. That almost never happens.
Exactly. So, and
sticking the landing is a goddamn
For those unfamiliar with Golden Kamuy, it is referred to as a Nanbei Hotbot anime by the creator, meaning that every genre is applicable. It does not stick to one genre. It has episodes which are very horror-coded. It has those which are mystery-coded, those that are pure comedy, those that are all about food.
I've seen some of the comedies.
Like, it is real goofy in the best way possible.
Are you thinking of the same part I'm thinking of?
Yes.
Where the eyelid gets stuck to the...
Yeah. It is really goofy. It's worth a watch. If you haven't started watching it, you could probably watch it this season and fit it in if there's only a few that you like. And, you know, you've got four seasons to go through to get up to date, and that should then put you in a place to be good for the end of the year.
Yeah, you watch one episode a week and you're set.
Yeah, pretty much, actually, yeah. So, yeah, it's good. Highly recommend it. Go check it out. Now, Let's move on to some news that I know our Patreons are going to be interested in. Kadokawa has revealed that Made in Abyss is getting an anime film. Another what? One.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
All of the cast are reprising their role. It's the first of three films, apparently, and this should apparently take us to the end. Now, the thing is that the manga's not finished, and the mangaka is only doing about four chapters a year at the moment because of a special arrangement that they've got. That makes me concerned as to, where is that mean the end is near, or how big is the gap going to be between these films?
Mm-hmm.
Because the end, it feels like we are at the end, if that makes sense. Like, we have gotten to the bottom of the abyss, but we don't know if it continues, at least the bottom of where has been explored. So, yeah, it's still messed up. It is still very weird. However, it is still very good. So, yeah. Tojiko, in particular, on our Patreons, is watching it. He is a massive Made in Abyss fan. So
I did watch...
Love you, Tojiko.
I did watch it for a while. I forget where I got paused.
It was probably where the film was, because they had that film that was between season one and season two, and that film is really hard to watch.
That could have been
because
it.
Because it's brutal. I mean, the whole series is brutal, but yeah. There's a lot of returning people returning to direct it at Cinema Citrus. It will be good. It's just going to be heavy. So, yeah, make sure that you are in a good place mentally before watching it, because there is a lot of trauma triggers in this series.
There's only a certain few animes which need a little disclaimer like that.
Yeah.
This be one of them.
Yeah, you can watch it on High Dive for most of it, but it definitely deserves those warnings. Like, it's not very often we say, oh, this might trigger you or something, but the themes that this series touches on are messed up.
This one hurts.
Yeah, it's also kind of a little bit weird and makes you uncomfortable in parts too. So yes. We'll see how that goes. Anyway, moving on. We don't have a release. Oh, sorry, we do have a release date, October 23rd for the first part. So that's still a ways off. Right, now we have an update on the live action Gundam film. Yes. Ooh. Reportedly, Gemma Chua Tran has joined it. She is from Heartbreak High.
No.
This is being reported as that the latest incarnation of Sunrise and Legendary Pictures live action on it has cast her, but they haven't stated anything about it. It is filming this month in Australia.
Yeah, I was going to say, our good American friends would have no idea what Heartbreak High is, I doubt. It's an Australian show from ages ago, and then it got a reboot, and it's not great.
No.
This
is interesting because Deadline's report also lists Sydney Sweeney, Noah Centino, which is from, he's from Street Fighter and To All the Boys I've Loved Before. Michael Mando, who was from Spider-Man Homecoming, Orphan Black, Better Call Saul, and Shioli Kutsuna from Deadpool, the live-action Detective Conan, and Kingsglaive Final Fantasy XIV. And a few other things. It's kind of a weird mix.
And this is supposed to be filmed in Australia, so are you all going to have Australian accents?
I don't think so.
It's a Gundam.
But I also don't think that they're going to be doing the original Gundam, like the main core timeline. I feel like this is going to just be an independent
original
story.
There's a main core timeline?
There is.
Yes.
Yeah. So you've got like Gundam Wing and all these other ones are spin-offs using the setting but are not canon to the main story, which is a war between three factions, essentially.
You can watch the main story very quickly and very easily. It's everything else that complicates it and makes it a long watch.
Yeah.
Okay.
And some of those side stories are great.
Yes.
But they're not critical to understanding the
story. I always thought that they were each sort of just their own different self-contained story.
I'd recommend watching the Shah origin films because those...
He's the best character.
He is. Even though he's the villain.
Yes.
Oh.
So yeah, it's really good. But watching
is that the I came here to laugh at you guy?
He's the dude with the mask.
That's him.
Yeah. But yeah.
Fun fact: I always called him Char Asianable because it's Asnable.
Yeah,
and it's written like they used to write Asian in shorthand, AZN.
Okay, that's
Asianable.
He's very much not from Asia. He's very white. So this has all kind of been leaks, but nothing officially reported. Sydney Sweeney was in talks in March, but we haven't had any official listings or details or anything else. So all of this could be hearsay. This is just stuff that's been reported out of Hollywood. So, look, we'll see what happens. I don't have high hopes. I don't think anyone does, especially if they try to adapt the core timeline, because that's just not going to work with any of the people they've brought in.
Mm-hmm.
However, Netflix apparently is reportedly the main distributor. So, not planner, distributor only. So, Bandai Namco Filmworks Holdings, USA, is the one managing it. And then Netflix is just doing distribution. So
good
means they won't have any
still.
Yeah. Yeah, this is true.
There's a lot of that as well. Bandai Namco is also doing the Elden Ring movie, which is apparently getting leaks these days as well.
The issue we have here as well is that this has been kind of in on and off for like 6 or 7 years, and no one knows what's happening with it. So
seen that
all of this could be rubbish. So, yeah. They've also previously had people listed on this. So, Mary Parent, who is the vice chair of worldwide production for Legendary for all their projects, and Legendary's Kale Boyter, who did Detective Pikachu and Dune as a producer.
Ooh.
So, like, but are those people actually still on it?
Yeah.
Like, we don't know. There's nothing is listed. So, hopefully in the next few weeks, we'll hear something. Because there'll obviously be leaks coming out of wherever they're filming.
Like you said, no high hopes.
No high hopes, yeah. I've got low hopes for the Gundam. So, moving on. Sentenced to be a Hero anime is getting a second season. When this first came out, it was listed as being a 2-core anime.
Yeah.
They've changed their mind halfway through and only went to 12 episodes. So we're really confused now as to what the heck's going on.
I guess they split it in half and are doing 2 seasons.
Maybe the second half's not ready.
Could be.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll have to see what happens with that. But, yeah, initially all the announcements around it were 2-core back-to-back. Maybe they ran into issues at the studio. Maybe someone's sick. Maybe something has happened. They've had to change their approach. Who knows? But we have been told that a second part is coming, and we do not have a confirmed date yet, but apparently it was done during a panel at Anime Japan, and that there was the implication that it would be sometime this year. Now, that could obviously change because they haven't had an official announcement, but the implication, according to the article, says that it was this year. There is also a mobile game coming as well, which is Game of the Goddess. And Kadokawa has obviously put out promotional materials for all of that. Could be good. Could be interesting.
It's a mobile game.
Yeah. We'll see what happens. But either way, the anime was originally scheduled to premiere last October, but was delayed. I wouldn't be surprised if potentially those issues have played into splitting it into 2 seasons. Anyway, good news is it was pretty good fun. So, yeah. If you haven't watched The Sentence to Be a Hero, go check it out. It was a good ride if you like that sort of shonen action story. If you liked Danmachi, is it wrong to pick up girls in a dungeon, but would like something of a more serious story with that sort of setting, if that makes sense. That's kind of the balance where I find it sits.
Like Danmachi had its moments of grit and like heavier stuff. This is all
that. Is all that. And the demon and monster designs are fantastic.
I love it.
Like, it's like a darker Black Company.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Except that Black Company wasn't actually funny. It tried, but it kind of failed.
Black Company? Did I miss this one?
It was the guy gets isekai'd, and they've been recruiting him because he's got no money, so he joins a black company who works him to death.
That's right. Yeah. It's based on a Japanese concept of Black Company. I thought you meant there's another book by the same name, and I was so happy for a second that had an anime.
Oh.
Damn it.
Sorry. No.
All right. But yeah, that's it in the anime news. I don't think we really had anything else major that we could find. We did quite a bit of digging. It's all about the currently airing shows, which makes sense. It's that time of the year.
And some anime news about Crunchyroll's award show, but I don't care.
I mean,
this
year's
shows.
Crunchyroll award will be like every year of Crunchyroll award. It'll be rubbish. So if you want to actually see an award show that listens to people, you can listen to ours, but we don't listen to people because it's just ours.
Hey, Crunchyroll.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
But go look at Anime Trendings Awards because they only let people vote from an IP once. So you have to really jump through hoops to kind of get around it. If you've got a VPN, generally a VPN provider will only allow you 5 IPs at a single location. Mm-hmm. And it starts looking dodgy.
Hey, Crunchyroll, we don't like your award shows. Sponsor us.
Wi-Fi Radio. I literally have to stop, pause the music so you can finish your silly thing. Well, that's where we're going to leave things for this episode, Aaron. If you want to know the goofy thing he was doing, Patreon again, I'll have to put that separate. Thanks so much for listening. Next time, we were looking at potentially doing Sakura...
Sakura Wars.
Sakura Wars. We're not sure if we will. We've got a list of things that we're looking at doing, but next episode will be something from the back catalogue that is worth watching. If Sakura Wars isn't, we'll let you know. But as always, big thank you to our Patreon members for their support. And if you do want to support us and get access to extra content, you can go to the Patreon page or our socials for even more stuff in the episode description. And that's it.
See what Aaron does between segments.
Yeah. It's
pay money to see our goofy stuff.
Be a menace.
Yeah,
exactly. All right, that's where we're going to leave things. So you've been listening to Wi-Fi Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. And until next time, watch some anime!
Love you, but hate you.
That's what I strive for.
Wouldn't want to date ya.